Now in the Perek Shishi Nigmar Din Sanhedrin, we jump to Mem Hei and Aleph, the Mishnah on the bottom. And let's begin reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah describes how exactly the Maisa Skila took place. Beis HaSkila Haya Gova Shtei Komos, the house of the Skila where it took place was two floors high. Echem Na'edim, one of the Edim, Dochva Amasav would push off the Niskal. Nepach Haliba would turn him over on the heart. Hofcha Amasav turn back over. V'meis Ba Yotza. And if he dies from that push, the Yotze, the Din of Skila. V'mlav, if he doesn't die from the initial push, then Hasheni, the second aid, Nilas Evim, he takes a rack. V'nos Haliba and places it, maybe drops it on top of the heart of the Niskal. Imeis Ba Yotza, if he dies from that that big Evan, their Yotze, their Mitzvah. Vimlav, if not, Rigmios Bechol Yisrael, the entire Klal Yisrael begin taking rocks and just start stoning the guy until he dies. Shenemar, Yad HaEdim Teyeh B'Rishona, that the Yad of the Edim should be first, they should get the first opportunity to kill the Niskal. La Miso, V'Yad Kalam B'Achrona, and after that, if he's still alive, the rest of the nation gets a hand in killing the Niskal. That's the Mishnah. Let's read through the Gemara just quickly, the first few lines, we're not going into depth, but the Gemara says, Tan of a koma shalo hare kan shalosh. Now, in addition to the height of the base skill, which is two levels high, he himself, of course, stands another 5-6 feet tall, and so he really falls a total of three levels high. Umi ba'inan kuli high, do you need to be so tall, so high to die off of that, three levels high? Urminu, the Braisa in Baba Kama says, Ma bor shu kedei lahamis asar tvachim, af kol kedei lahamis asar tvachim. A boar, what is a boar? How do I know a boar is enough to kill someone who falls in? If someone dies in the boar, I left it open in the Rishis Rab, I'm responsible if he dies, if it's 10 tefachim or deeper. Less than 10 tefachim, if he dies, I'm not responsible. 10 tefachim, what kills someone? You don't need three levels high. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Bar Avua, Amar Kra, Vavavtel Rechak Mocha, Bar Lo Misa Yafe. No, you should love your neighbor and choose him a worthy, whatever that means, a nice way of dying. And if it's only 10 tefachim, he may not die right away. We'll have a slow death. We want an immediate death. So we make it a little higher. This way, dies an impact, most probably. So if that's why we want to die quickly, make it even higher than 3 levels. Make it 10 stories high. Mishum diminval. That's going to be disgusting. He's going to fall. His limbs will fall apart. It'll be too gross. So this way, at 3 stories high, he'll die immediately, but the mace will not be completely disgusting. Now let's... Yeah, sure. Right.
Because that's
noble. Exactly. Right. Okay? Great. Glad I clarified that. So let's move on to the Gemara, which we're on to discuss today. The Gemara says as follows. Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa says, quote to Medrash, Minayin Shebedechia. How do I know you're supposed to push him off? That's part of the Maisa Skila. Tamalomar Yira. It says Yira. What does Yira mean? To throw him off. Where is that Pasuk found? Yes, right. Kabbalah, Torah, anybody who comes close to Har Sinai, you touch it, you get thrown off or you get stoned. That's how I know you get thrown off. Uminayin Shebeskila, how do I know you stone the guy also? Tamalomer Sokel, you also have to stone the Pasuk. Again, the Pasuk says, I didn't read it inside yet, the Pasuk says, looking for it, why can't I find this Pasuk? On the side? Here. Right, lo sigabo yad, you shouldn't touch Har Sinai. Kisako yisakel o yaro yirai, you're gonna get stoned or you're gonna get thrown. Then the Gemara says, "Well, be nine shibeskila ubidechia. How do I know I need both a skila and dechia? I've got a stone and push him off. Tamalomar kol yisakel o yaro yirai. Says both of them." Uminayin sheim meis bidechia yata. How do I know if he dies off? After the initial push, I'm yotzei machiv, I don't have to stone him additionally. Tamalomer, oh, you're. It's enough if you just do the throwing off. Uminayin shaf ledoros kein, how do I know even ledoros one should do this? Tamalomer, sakol yisakel. So what's the question one should ask from this Gemara? A methodological question when dealing with such a Gemara. Well, that's definitely the style of the Midrashim. They always ask in steps like that. But at the end of the day, what's the Lom Nishashah that we should ask in regards to this Midrash?
Why do you need both?
Right, you both what? Something, or let's phrase it this way. What is the relationship between those two? The skila and the dechia. Are they both necessary? Is one necessary? Do we have the option? Are they, you know, are they both part of skila? One step A, one step B? Or one, step two? Or no, there are two different avenues you could take for skila? What's the relationship? That's the question. So we're reading to be shown there's not so much stuff here. There's enough stuff to at least raise that question. It's going to be very, very important. So if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maschil Tamilomer, Kisa Kol Yisakel O Yor Yirayim. The Gemara there asks, how do I know I need both the Skila and the Dechia? Because the Pasuk says both of them. And Rashi writes, it's a Ribuyu. It's including Dechad Minayu Dafka Kamar Oha Oha. If it only meant one of them, Halichtov Kisa Kol Yira. It should have just wrote Sakel once in Yira. Midichsiv honey, once it added Sakel Yisakel Yar Yirai, two extra words, it's coming Lerubuye Kasvinu to include it. Before the Reboy though, the Havamina was, before the extra words, the Havamina was, you could opt whichever Misa you want. Either you could do Dechia or you could do Skila. You're two different avenues, that's the Havamina. And the Kamash Malon is that no, you need both. Yeah, Yoni. No, we're talking about the Pesukim though. From the standpoint of the Pesukim, which pre-existed the Mishnah. Reading the Pesukim, I would have thought this. The Pesukim tells me, no, this. And that's when the Mishnah is going to Maskana. The Gemara... You do have to do both.
And our Mishnah...
No, so the question, the question is as follows. L'chachilo, when the Mishnah says, Yoni's asking, the Mishnah says, you push him off, he dies, you're Yotzeh. So the question is as follows. Is the ideal to do both of them? But if he happens to die after pushing off, then you're exempt from doing the second one. There may have been a Havmina to even stone him after he dies. The Mishnah tells us, no, you're Yotzeh. B'dieved, if he dies after the push, you're still Yotzeh. L'chachilo, we would want him to stay alive. We'll get to Tosfos. We'll get to Tosfos.
That's why you need. That's why I told me with the Yotze, because you would think that you need skill also. The Yotze, if you did, you just push them
off. So I think Tosfos might be saying the other. We'll get to Tosfos after we do Rabbeinu Yonah. We'll hold off on that point. So, but again, let me say that again. That really, there are two ways to approach this. Either really, let's actually use these terms. But what's the goal? What's the goal of, yes, the Maisa Totsa, of the Mises Bezdin? Is the Mises Bezdin a din of the Maisa? That somehow, obviously, there are four, we know there are four different Misos. And each of them have a different lavim, which corresponds to the Onshin. So there must be something deep beyond my understanding. Why Skila corresponds to the Isser Shabbos and Isser Avodah Zarah, and why Aishas Bas Kohen, whose Mizana is Shrefa. There must be a connection to all of them. There must be a value in the Maisa itself of Skila, of Srefa, of Harig and Chedek. So the Maisa itself is important. Or no, will you focus on the end of the result? The fact that they're dead. If you're going to focus on the Maisa, that there's a value to the actual Maisa of the Misos, so then there's a half minute to think you should throw him off and stone him also even if he's dead. Because the Maisa itself is important, not about the death. It's all about the Maisa. If, however, you think it's all about the death, so if he falls, if he dies after falling, there's no Havamina to think you should stone him also.
It says clearly in the Mishnah that you can't do that.
You're right. So when the Mishnah... No. So when the Mishnah says if he falls off, if he dies when he falls off, you're Yotze, does that mean you're Yotze? That wasn't ideal, but there's a certain Bizayon and Mace we don't want to do here. We would have liked he stayed alive.
If he doesn't die, then the Shani puts a stone on him. If he didn't die, then that means if he died, then you wouldn't stone him.
Right, and I agree. The question is why? Is that because all we care about is death? So he dies. So game over. Or we would have wanted to also stone him. But once he's dead, so you're Yotzeh B'dieved. Okay, you can walk away having done your job to a certain extent, but we would have liked to see the skila also, because there's a value in seeing the stoning going on. That's the two ways to read the Mishnah.
If that was the case, then you would have to stone him even after he's dead.
There's a Havmina, but then there's the other idea of if the guy's dead, so you're getting to Mivaz of the mix. So these are some ideas what you should think about. Yeah.
So the Kamash line is that you can use either of them, correct? Everyone agrees that's the Kamash line in this.
Both of them.
Right. You could use either of them.
No. There's no could. The Havmina, Rashi, is you could have done either one. Either one is okay. The Kamash Malan is that no, you do both them. Dechia and Skila. But if he died after Dechia, so then you don't do Skila anymore because he's dead. But both them, the order is Dechia then Skila.
So when you say you need both, that's only if the guy is still, in the Kamash Malan, only if the guy is still alive?
Yes.
As opposed to what? Like doing the Dechia again? Like picking him back up, putting him back on the roof, and pushing him off again? Like, what's changing? So then what was Rashi's Havmina? You can use one.
Oh, so Havmina was, you push him off. If he doesn't die, he doesn't die.
Okay.
People, Rishonim say that, which proves that it's not about the Misa and the Havmina. It's not about the death. You can simply push him off, and you can walk out okay. And then we see from there it's about the Misa, not about the Misa.
I mean, it's a big chiddush because we say that skill is the most chomor of the Misos, while then according to those we've shown, it wouldn't be a vada that he'd be dying anyway.
It's an interesting, I guess, it's ironic, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're saying if you do both and emphasize the Misa, saying the Gemara's conclusion of having to do both. And we're saying that even after he dies, or
no? So right now I'm working with the Havmina. The Havmina that Rashi had, you could have done either one. Now he may not die. If you do Skila, he's going to die after you stone him. After eventual stoning, he'll die. Dechia, he may not die in the first one, so why do Dechia if he's not going to die, maybe? Must be there's a value in the mice itself, even though there may not be a Misa. That's the Havamina. Kamash Milan, no, you need both of them. Kamash Milan is not sure yet. But Rabbeinu Yonah argues on the Havamina Rashi. Rabbeinu Yonah, listen to what he says. He says, he asks a number of questions, and he says, there you go. There is never a Havamina in the Braisa that you could pick whichever one you want. Why could you pick whichever one you want? We never find anywhere the Beis Din has the option of picking what Misa they want. So he says, where'd that go? So the Chiddush is as follows, that you would have thought in the Havmina that if you did the Chia alone, you would be Yotzeh. Kamash Milan, after the Chia, you also need a Skila.
Can you say that one more time?
That you would have thought that once you do the Chia, you're Yotzeh. I'm sorry, I'm misreading it. I apologize. That's not true. Sorry. Oh no, so the Havmina, I'm not sure he says all, but I think what he means, the Havmina is, you would think to give him both, you'd stone him even after he died from falling off. Kamash Milan, no, if he gets pushed off and dies, you're Yotzeh, there's no need to give an additional skill. That's what he says. And then Rabbeinu Yonah asks the following question. He says, same question as Tosfos, what Jeremy was getting at. The order that we actually do the Ma'isa Skila is different than the order of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, which does the Pasuk say first? Right, you should first stone him, then throw him off the roof. But The Mishnah tells us we first throw him off the roof and then we stone him. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, why do we do the opposite order of the Mishnah, of the Pasuk? Because after you stone him, he's not able to go back on the roof. He's not able to go back on the roof afterwards. Okay? And the Yadamah said something similar. But what? Implying you need both. Exactly. According to Tosfos, why does Tosfos say the order is that way? What did you say before, Jeremy? Yeah, right. He found another pasuk. He found a different pasuk that tells us that. But according to Tosfos, in Achanam we had not had a pasuk, we would be okay doing the skila, although we would be able to put him back on the roof. I mean, he can't argue in the Metzius. The guy is stoned. You're not going to get the guy to back stand back on the roof and throw him off. Tosfos would have been okay doing the skila first. The only reason why I do the throw him off first is because this is not like there's a custom. But Rabbeinu Yonah thought, no, how could you ignore the throwing off? How could you ignore that? So what I want to say with this? I thought I had something to say about this, how they're connected to the Maisa versus the Misa. What do you guys think? Does it connect at all? I thought I had something. Any thoughts?
Because maybe Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you have to still do the Maisa. You know, Tosa only cares about the Totsa, that all you need to do is for him to die. So fine, so if, you know, I'll do it for Rabbeinu Yonah. That Rabbeinu Yonah says that, no, you need to do the Dechia. That's part of the Maisa. The Maisa of the Misa Skila is required for him to go on the roof. So if you do the Skila first and he's not able to do the Maisa of going on the roof, then you're not allowed to do it that way.
Very good, very good. Right. According to Tosa, it's all about death. So I stole him, he dies. I don't care if I can't get him back on the roof. As long as he dies.
So you don't have to put him back on.
And that's all in Tosas Havamina Misvara. But he says in the Maskana, there's a pasuk that tells us you have to put him on the roof first. And then stone him. Here's a pasuk. But if he had not had the pasuk, Tosas would be completely fine with just stoning him first. Even though you couldn't accomplish the Dechia off the roof. Because for him it's not about the Maisa. We're not accomplishing a Maisa, we're accomplishing a Misa. But Rabbeinu Yonah thinks, no, the mice itself, the pasuk says, Yara Yariah, we have to accomplish that also. There's a value to that mice also. And therefore we have to accomplish both of these mice.
I'm more confused. Who says you have to do both, though? By saying, oh, means or.
No, so the Gemara says that even though it says, oh, you still have to do, you can't pick whichever one you want. You still have to do both. If he dies after pushing him off, so then you're Yotze, you don't have to do the skila. But ideally, you're supposed to do step one and step two. Push him and then stone him. Okay, fine. So that's there's already been a parrot here also. It's hard to read the different yourselves and back and forth. But that's the idea, at least methodologically, what to look at when dealing with such a sugya, whenever the two things, if they understand the relationship between the two. Which one's more important than the other one? Are they equal? Are they both part of one? Are they both part of skila? Are they two avenues of a skila? That's just a good point to know. So let's read further now. And jump to Mem Hey Mem Beis. We'll skip the next few lines. Maybe we'll come back to it on Sunday. But let's jump now to Amar Shmuel Nikta Yad HaEidim Pater. We're probably not going to get to finish this today, but we'll at least read the Gemara. You guys see that around 15 lines down? Amar Shmuel Nikta Yad HaEidim Pater. We read in the Mishnah that Yad HaEidim, Tiavu Rishona. The Yad HaEidim, the hands of the Edim, they get the first ones to throw the stones at the Niskal and to push him off. So what happens if his hand gets cut off, the aid? And the aid can't accomplish this. He has no yada aidim. So the Gemara says he's potter. The guy gets let off the hook.
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
Yeah, the din is yada aidim tieba rishona. That the potter says the hand of the aidim gets first dibs to killing this guy. They push him off, they stone him first. So Shmuel says if his hand gets cut off, the aidim's hand gets cut off, then he's potter. This guy is let off the hook. My time, what's the reasoning? Because the Gemara says, "Dibaina yad ha'edim tiyabu b'rishona v'leka." You need the concept of yad ha'edim, and you're not going to accomplish. You're not going to be able to be mekayim that din of yad ha'edim. He has no hand. So the Gemara says, "Well, if that's true, elamayata edim gidmin demekara hachanami depashli." So an aid which has no hand in the first place, someone doesn't have his hands. So you can tell me he's possible aid this. So Gemara says, "Shiny halsam damar kra yad ha'edim shahayis akvar." No, you're right. With someone who has no hands from the beginning, he could be an aid. The question here, the discussion here, when Shmuel says pater is when an aid starts his aidus with a yad, and when it comes to shas misa or shas gemar din, he doesn't have a hand anymore; gets cut off. That's when the guy is off the hook. He's pater. But if someone from point A to point B never had a hand, so he's going to be a good aid. It's only when his hand got cut off sometime in between this process, somewhere from the beginning to the end, he loses his hand.
Does he have something?
Like... So the post, not the post, but the Achorim do talk about how much hand gets cut off.
If he has nothing, like, how could he do the process?
Right, so that's part of the discussion about, so let's say he never had a hand, so then how is he going to accomplish the Yad Ha'edim? Isn't there still dinner Yad Ha'edim? So we're going to get to that. That'll probably be Sunday or Monday. We'll get to that. So yeah. Okay, so let's... I decided to wait on that because there's a lot more... there's good stuff I want to finish preparing still. No, we're going to... I'm sorry. I was just reading Gemara. You know, should we? You want to... If you want. You know what? All right, you want to do, we can start doing it now.
No.
I just deleted it.
I just deleted everything. I just erased.
Okay. Well, it's good background for the Gemara. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Meisive, Kol makom sheyadihu shnayim v'yomu me'idim anu bish ploni, shenigmar dino bevesin, ploni, uploni ploni edov, hareza yara. What happens? The Braisa says that if two people go to another basin, and they say, this individual, Reuven, was convicted in the Beis Din from the different town, and so-and-so were his Edom. Here he is. He gets killed. Okay, two new Edom. Again, Reuven got convicted of a murder in, let's say, Beis Din of Woodmere. And there are two Edom. And he runs away, Reuven. Two other Edom tell the Beis Din of Cedarhurst and say, Reuven was convicted in Woodmere, and these people were the Edom. We're testifying now. We witnessed that court case. So now the Woodmere Cedars is able to kill Reuven because Reuven committed a murder. So these two new Edom, though, did not witness the actual murder. They just witnessed the court case. How are we going to accomplish the din of Yad Ha'edim? So Gemara says, no, Targumah Shmuel behein hein Edom. No, meaning the original two Edom are the same ones who testified in the second court case also. They're the same Edom, so once they're the same Edom, so then they're allowed to, you could still accomplish Yad Edom. Okay, so that we'll do that sugya on Sunday. So now let's go to the...
Like you would think that it was the second Edom that testified, how could they testify they weren't there?
No, they witnessed the whole court case, though.
So why would you think they the Yad Edom? Like, it lines up pretty, like, it's pretty simple.
No, because Yad Edom have to be the ones who actually...
Right, so I'm saying, why would you ever think that the new Edom would be doing it?
What that was the question. Where is it? How are you going? If the pashas of the Braisa is that a new set of Edom came, how are you going to accomplish Yad Ha'edim? That was the whole question of the Gemara. And where it says, no, it wasn't new Edom. It was actually the original Edom, and therefore you can't accomplish Yad Ha'edim. But what comes out from the Gemara is there's a concept of Ba'inan Kra Kedichsev. You need to keep the pasuk the way it's written. And since the pasuk says Yad Ha'edim, you need Mamish Yad Ha'edim. The guy's hand gets cut off in the middle of the court case, you can't accomplish that din. So the Gemara is going to challenge that based on the following Gemara, which we're going to go into, if not now, Sunday. The Gemara says, "Umi ba'inan kro kidichsiv." Do you really need to keep the pasuk to its exact wording? The Hatani, the Braisa says, "Moshe yumas hamake rotzeach," who you kill the rotzeach. Ainli ela b'misak suvaba. We only know the pasuk that's written by rotzeach. What if you can't somehow accomplish the misa that's written that you should do to the rotzeach? Right, you don't have a sword or something. You can't kill the saif that applies to the rotzeach. I don't have a sword. I can't accomplish that. How do I know I could kill him any other way possible. I could get a gun some other way. How do I know I could do any misa? The pasuk says most yumas is double lashon. It's inclusive. And therefore, any misa that's possible, I could kill the rotech. So we see that you don't need a pasuk necessarily the dafka the way it's written. The pasuk says you kill him with a sword. And yet the drasha said you could kill him any other way you want. If you can't accomplish the sire. So we don't need the pasuk the way it's written. So Gemara says, Shiny Hasam again, Demar Krat Mosumas. There is different, there's a special Xerzakasav, but in general, you have to maintain the pasuk the way it's written. This is just a special Xerzakasav. The Gemara says, well, maybe Ligmar Mine, maybe you learn from Rotseach. Just like Rotseach, you don't need to have the pasuk Dafka. Other places also, you don't need the pasuk to be Dafka. The Gemara says, Mishum Dahavi Rotseach Vigal Hadam Shnei Ksuvim Bon Kecher. No, Ritzach and Gol Hadam, which we'll see in a second, are two psukim. And you can't learn from these two psukim. Those are the two exceptions, and you can't expand that to anywhere else. The Choshe, Ksuvim, Bom Kecher, Eim Lamdim. Okay, so what are the cases? Ritzach and Gol Hadam. So Ritzach, Hadam, and we already mentioned how Ritzach doesn't need to have to be to do what it's written in the Pasuk. Gol Hadam, Mahi, what is the example of Gol Hadam, that you don't need the Pasuk the way it's written? The Brisa says, Gol Hadam, Yamis, Es Ritzach. Mitzvah Goel Hadam. There's a mitzvah for the Goel Hadam, the relative of the one murdered. It's a mitzvah for him to kill the rotech. Uminayin she'im ein lo Goel she'beistin ma'midim lo. Goel, how do I know if he has no relative? That Beistin set him up a Goel Hadam. He set someone up on behalf of him to defend him or to attack, kill the rotech. She'emar befigo bo mechomakam. If there's no Goel Hadam, they could create a Goel Hadam. The pasuk is not the way it's written. But we find that rotech and Goel Hadam are the two exceptions and we can't learn anywhere else. That's the Gemara. So now what I want to analyze for, I guess, we don't have much time now. It's already 12:17. I guess we'll continue this on Sunday. Is this din of you can't kill him with the prescribed Misa, you could kill him any other way. What's the scope of that din? Which other ownership does that apply to? So I read simply this Gemara here. I would think only Rotzeach. Only Rotzeach, he is a special din. If I can't kill him with the Saif, I could kill him any other way. But any other Onish, any other Avera, I could only kill him with the prescribed Onish in the Torah. We look at Tosfos. Tosfos on top says, Mishum Dehavi Rotzeach V'Goel Hadam Shnei Ksuvim Bom Kecher. And he says, L'man Damrim Lamdim. But isn't there an opinion out there that says you can learn from two Psukim? The opinion is, you can't learn from two. So you can learn from two. If there were three psukim, though, then you can't learn beyond the three psukim. So there is ika yiradachas also. Yiradachas also something like that, because the Gemara in Bamitzia says, midichsiv hakotake. You can't kill yiradachas with the prescribed onus. You could kill a yiradachas any other way. And furthermore, there's also the case of all the other niskalin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafnun Gimel, says all the other niskalin, it's talking about arayos there in particular, all the arayos of Niskalan can also be killed any other way you could accomplish if you can't do the skila. So now we're seeing Tosfos is beginning to expand where else you could kill with any other possible way. Based on Xerzah Kosov. Special Xerzah Kosov includes the double lashon hakotaka, mos yumsu, comes to include other misos also if possible. Now Tosfos has a great question. He asks, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Testament base, is as follows. The Mishnah tells us, let's say I have a person who has skila and srefa, who are nidon to skila, a guy who's on the death row to get stoned and death row to get burned. And we mix up the two. We don't know who's a srefa guy, who's a skila guy. What do you do? What is the Mishnah paskin? You judge him with the least or the lesser onesh. So if skila and srefa are mixed up, you give them the srefa, srefa's less. Skila is the most, then srefa. So you always give them the less.
You have two guys, you don't know which one should get skila, so we say both get
srefa. Exactly, just to be safe. It's not fair to give the srefa guy a skila. So the Gemara concludes, we learn from here that musr l'davar chamer have musr l'davar hakal. If someone's warned for a more stringent onesh of skila, he's also, there's an assumed hasra for the lesser one. Because part of hasra, it's a whole other discussion, part of Asura, you're supposed to warn him with the Avera and the Onesh for it, what he's about to do. Because you're about to violate Shabbos, the Isra Losas Amlocha, and it's a Chiv Skila. So how are you going to give him a Srefa? He wasn't ever warned for a Srefa. The Gemara concludes, well, once you're warned for a higher level Onesh, you're also implicitly warned for the lesser. So now he asks, what do you mean? How do you conclude that? Tosa, how do you conclude that everyone who's Musr L'Chamer is Musr L'Kal? Maybe it's only the places like Rotseach and Ir Nedachas and all the Niskalim of Arayos where there's a special limud that you could kill them any other way. You don't need to give them Dafka Skila. You can give them any other Misa possible. Maybe only for those that have a special Gzeres HaKosov. How do I know all Misos? Are, if you're warned for the higher, you're warned for the lower one. So Tosus answers, V'yeshomer didayik midikasani kol chai v'misos afil hanach delo darshi. No, because the Mishnah says, kol chai v'misos, all the chai v'misos, that's the diuk. All the misos, even the ones that are not included under this idea of killing them any way possible. And then he says, inami boreach shiny. No, maybe running away is different. What does running away different mean?
Since you're not able to, you know, I guess, be able to do a specific way, then, you know, you just want the totsa of him being dead, therefore we allow you to do it anyway.
Exactly. So, the only time this concept exists of killing someone with any other possible way is when he runs away. It's a last resort. It's not advisable. The first opinion thought it was more advisable. Now, it's not necessarily l'chadchila, because l'chadchila you have to give them the prescribed onesh. But let's say you can't accomplish, not because you ran away, you have no knife, you have no lead, hot lead, you have no stone, there's no whatever you're missing. So then l'chadchila one's allowed to use another form of misa. So it's somewhat advised, almost l'chadchila. But the second opinion of Tosfos says, no, the only time you could kill them with another type of misa, only if he runs away. We don't want him to get away. So we just want the end result, like Jake said. But l'chachila, if he doesn't run away, one would not be allowed to go beyond that prescribed punishment.
I don't get how the second answer is an answer. Like what? Okay, Baruch Shiny, fine. So therefore, and therefore what?
So therefore, the... The Gemara in later on in, where is it, Ayin Tes, can't be talking about the same Gemara here. His initial question was, how would you make a diak that all Chayav Misas would get mixed up? You could give him the lesser one.
Yeah.
How do you know? Tosfos, maybe only the ones that have a special Gzeres HaKosev, that you're allowed to give a Rotzeach any Misa you could possibly give him. Maybe that's what the Gemara is talking about there. He said, no, they're two different things. The Gemara here on Memhei is talking about when he runs away. That's when you could give him any Misa. The Gemara in Ayin Tes is not when he runs away. It's when we don't know. And l'chachila, we advise you to give a lesser punishment. It's so, almost l'chachila.
So only really these three here are the only ones where you can really give a lower one. But in any other situation, you can't give
right.
a lower one?
Right. So these are the issues. Why not just reading the Gemara Rashi tells us what we have as follows. One is, what's the scope? We're going to put it together probably on Sunday. What's the scope? Which types of onshim and averos are included under this concept of yachol ha-misa b'misa b'chol misa shi'achol? Which type? Right now we have Rotzeach, Ir Nedachas, and the Niskalim of the Arayos. The second issue is this L'chachila or is it B'dievet? Now again, it's not never really L'chachila. L'chachila you have to give the actual prescribed onesh. But let's say you can't for some reason, then are you allowed to L'chachila go forward with another Misa? Or it's only really B'dievet when he runs away, and we have to just protect, I guess, everybody else. This wild Rotzeach running around, we have to just save him, save the world. It's really b'dievet. Those are the things we get from right now. So I'd quickly go through the Gilyon Eshas. Adds another thing to the list. He says the with Gilyon Eshas. Says also when it comes to Chil Shabbos, that too is going to be one of these examples that you could kill him with any possible misa. He's adding on to what Tosfos already writes. Because the pasuk says mos yumas, and for the pasuk mos yumas in the context of Shabbos, you could include other misos as well. Now I want to read through the whole thing. It's interesting. It might be based on how you view the mando havar l'chalik yatzas or not. It's also dependent upon if you hold the dibur lash Torah b'klashim b'ni'aldam, whether mos yumas is just the way the Torah talks or not. But he adds on to the list. In addition to Ritzach, in Adachas, and in the Skalm of Arayos, he adds also Michal Shabbos. Now, if you look in Rav Meir Simcha, he says, he goes through every single one of the onshim. He says every single one of them, every other veros, they all have a pasuk that includes them in this din. He expands it completely. Every single one has either double lashon or the word biarta rami kerbecha, you're supposed to wipe out any evil. So he says at the end of the day, there's never enough kamina. Everything is included. So I guess we'll wait till Sunday to get to what's behind all this, how expansive you would be, how l'chachila, how b'dievit it is. Drew, I guess you should look at for Sunday the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos and the Shoresh Yudalad. I think really gets to the root, and also to what we discussed previously about the nature of the skila would help us understand this.